we're doing the Sfat Tamim, we're up to the footnote, and Chafetz Chaim had been discussing why is it that we have, he had quoted from the book Shem Olam, and he says there are reasons why today we have to travel so much in order to make ends meet. One reason is because people want to live on a very high level, and people end up entering debt, and then people have to work very hard to get out of it, and then they have to travel great distances because of their debt, and people enter poverty, and they have to travel great distances to cover that. Uvedato ulai tizach sham shem shatzlacha alav, and people travel great distances because they figure, maybe in that country I'll succeed. People think if they travel far, maybe they'll find their good fortune there, and then they'll be able to cover their debt and come back home. And I would add, it's like a gambler, that people very often are standing and waiting, let the sun shine on me, let success come my way, and it doesn't happen. And people live in dire straits, their family's hungry and thirsty, and this goes on for years. And then a person ruins his reputation, people start saying he's a thief, he's taken loans, he doesn't pay back. And people sometimes, out of debt, they end up doing things that are against the Torah. Umi gaham lechol ze. What caused all of this? Shenasa bazui lifnei tevel, that he ends up being so shamed. Vegam lifnei Hashem ino ratzui, and he behaves in a way that God doesn't approve either. Haim lo yetzer haluksus. Isn't it just that desire for living the high life? Shepitao ladu bedira ne'ab yoter shelo lefi kocho, that seduced him to live in an apartment, in a house that's beyond what he can really afford. V'chen b'malbushim, the same with the clothing a person wears, u'shadrin kai gavna, and things that are just like this. So he says the fact that people want to live in the lap of luxury, that's what leads them to debt and leads them to ruin their reputation and leads them to do things that are dishonest. K'dei sh'aydei zeim chal kavod uvnei betok t'avat libo. A person thinks, here people will honor me, I'll drive a nice car. U'l'vasof isbet kuram b'kalon u'chlima. And the exact opposite happens. Ultimately, a person satiates his family with shame because he can't live up to that lifestyle that he wanted.